Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light. Save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light. Won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you. This is for every one of you out there. Have patience. Wait on the Lord. Just grab your neighbor by the hand and tell him, wait on the Lord. Tell him, wait on the Lord. Tell him, wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This song simply says this. Sometimes in life, you'll find that you get in a hurry, but when you have assurance, no need to worry, you can wait, wait, wait on the Lord, and you'll see He always His word, but you must just trust in Him. Don't be dismayed. Whoa, can't cause it.
Patience in time of trouble.
Yeah.
Trust and believe Him.
Oh, Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wait on the Lord. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. What a great day this is in the Lord. God is good all the time.
Yes, he is.
And all the time, God is good. He is awesome in all his mighty ways.
Yes.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters in Christ. You have tuned into the Turn on the Light broadcast. My name is Elder Randolph Ford, and I am here with my wife, Elder Nichelle Ford.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. We have the distinct honor of again standing in for Pastors Stephen and Ann Butterfield this evening. They are, again, celebrating a wedding anniversary.
It's
a year already. We were here last year for them, and I can't believe that we're here again a year later. We are so happy that they are able to take this time and spend it with each other. We will miss them tonight, but we send our congratulations and our love to them, and we look forward to being able to hear from them again on the broadcast next Saturday.
We hope that they are enjoying themselves. My wife and I are members of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International, which is located at 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge, Georgia. Our senior pastor is Bishop Kevin J. Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Our co-founder is Archbishop Ruth W. Smith. And Zachary Osler, Pastor Zachary Osler, heads our worship and arts department. Pastor Tina Quinn also heads our youth department.
Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And our church services, our live church services, take place every Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we begin each Sunday with Elevating Faith. It used to be called Sunday School, but now it is called Elevating Faith.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Noonday Bible Study on Wednesdays. And you can also join us by calling this same number on Block Talk Radio if you're not able to attend in person. And you can also join us for Word Up Wednesdays at 7 p.m. as well.
Yes.
Our pastor, Bishop Kevin J. Jones, is in a wonderful series. He is doing walking in favor of God.
Walking in favor of God.
It's amazing.
Yes, it is.
If you're able to attend, now it would be a great time for you to be able to join us. But be aware that if you choose to attend services with us in person, that all protocols for COVID are in place. So know that your temperature will be checked at the door, and you will be asked that you will be practicing in social distancing
in the sanctuary.
Very
important. We do practice that.
Yes.
And our services are also available on live stream.
Yes, they are.
So you can look us up on YouTube and Facebook Live under the tag Light of the World, Stockbridge, Georgia.
Amen.
Tonight, I do have the privilege and honor to introduce my lovely wife, Elder Nichelle, who will bring the word of inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
She is an anointed speaker of the word and a passionate believer in faith.
Amen.
I know that she is going to bring us a powerful message as she breaks the bread of life for us tonight. So as she comes forth, make ready and prepare yourselves to receive Elder Nichelle Ford.
Amen. After that, I'm waiting for applause or something.
Okay.
That would feel good. Thank you so much,
my darling.
Nice.
Yes, ma'am.
So here we are. Here we are, another opportunity to be with you all here this evening. And as I always begin my word to you, that is downloaded, of course, from the Holy Spirit, and I always begin with asking that you would please repeat after me. And I'll begin. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
My Bible is the Word of God.
My Bible is the Word of God.
The Word of God is truth.
The Word of God is truth.
And truth can never be a lie.
And truth can never be a lie.
So whatever God says,
So whatever God says,
it must come to pass.
It must come to pass.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So this evening, saints of God, I will be coming from Exodus chapter 4, verses 21 through 26. Again, the book of Exodus, chapter 4, verses 21 through 26. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. And it reads as follows. And the Lord said to Moses, when you go back to Egypt, see that you do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in your hand. But I will harden his heart so that he will not let the people go. Verse 22. Then you shall say to Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, my firstborn. So I say to you, let my son go, that he may serve me. But if you refuse to let him go, indeed, I will kill your firstborn. And it came to pass on the way at the encampment that the Lord met and sought to kill him. Verse 25. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at Moses' feet and said, surely you are a husband of blood to me. So he let him go. Then she said, you are a husband of blood because of circumcision. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Amen. So bow your heads, those of you out in radio land, and just allow me to pray. Most gracious and holy one, we thank you this day for bringing us to this appointed time and hour, that we may have the opportunity to hear your word once again. We thank you for the new thing and for opening our eyes and mind and heart to receive it. And now, in this moment, Heavenly Father, I humbly ask that you allow me to decrease in order to have your Holy Spirit come forth. Have me to say all that you would have me to say, in order that your people may hear what they may need to hear. We give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So this evening, saints of God, I would like to speak to you on the topic, wait a minute, I'll get to it. Again, wait a minute, I'll get to it. One of the most precious gifts that we receive from God is the gift of time, and yet we continually wish it away. Amen?
Amen.
Very often we say, I can't wait until tomorrow. I'm counting down the days until. Or I can't wait for my birthday. Or vacation is coming so soon. And even in this season, I can't wait for 2020 to end and get to 2021.
Yeah.
While we are doing this, we don't even realize that by wishing it away, we are actually wishing away the very blessing that God has freely and is ready and willing to give to us each day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, time is the continual progress of existence and events that occur in succession. It moves us from the past, through the present, and into the future. It has various measurements with duration and intervals between them, like seconds, minutes, hours, days, months, and, of course, years. And yet, it is irreversible.
True.
We cannot move from the future to the past into the present, or the present into the future. It's not fluid.
Mm-mm.
And so, within that time, also rest seasons. right? We have seasons of fall, of winter, of spring, and summer.
Yeah.
But we also have personal seasons. We have a time to grow, a time to leave, a time of happiness, a time of sadness, and also a time to grieve.
Yes.
And it's during those personal seasons that we work really hard to withstand the test of time. But within our personal lifetime seasons, we come up against the experience of the season of waiting.
Mm.
A lot of people don't have any problem with waiting. They're very patient people. We've heard of the saying, good things are worth waiting for. For some people, it gives them a chance to take a break or think about something else. In those moments, it can be a good time to distance yourself for a moment, or you even have an opportunity to just meditate and clear your mind while you wait. Sometimes waiting is just a good chance to rest, or it can be a way to help us exercise more patience,
yes.
Patience with ourselves,
mm-hmm.
Patience most likely with others.
Yes.
Many times we find ourselves telling others that they need to wait. We fall into the habit of telling those around us, wait a minute, I'll get to it. What about this? Are you even guilty at some time telling God, wait a minute, God, I'll get to it?
Mm, yeah.
Do you also even find yourself guilty of running out of patience on waiting with God? Certainly being in this COVID season, many of us can say that we are surely running out of patience,
yes.
And waiting on God to get us out of this COVID season. Amen?
All right now.
Patience, of course, is the ability to wait for things to develop in their own time. And we all know that there are many things in our life that need patience.
Mm-hmm.
You can't look at a plant or a flower and tell it to grow faster.
Right.
You've got to give it time. And we've all heard the catchphrase of a watched pot never boils.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give it time. We all have to come to grips with that, with this, that in some times in our lives,
mm-hmm.
we have to wait.
Yeah.
All things need their own time, and all things happen in their own time.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'll say that again.
Mm-hmm.
All things need their own time, and all things happen in their own time.
They sure do.
Now, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying out there in Radio Land. Sometimes things just take too long,
mm-hmm.
and we know that, right? We don't want to hear, wait a minute, I'll get to you.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like it. We don't like it because we know that the waiting time is wasted time. There's nothing worse than when we know that we have to wait longer than expected because of incompetence or of just lazy people. In those cases, waiting is most definitely hard to do.
Yes.
But I ask you to think about the Hebrews, right? How long did they wait in order to be free, right?
Sure.
Over 100
sure.
years they waited.
Yeah.
And they were in Egypt 400 years total.
Mm-hmm.
There are times when we look at our situation when we're waiting and we believe that as we look at other people, we can do it better. We can do it faster if only we had been given the authority or the opportunity to do it.
Yes.
We have developed into a culture of instant gratification.
True.
We don't want to wait, but yet we procrastinate constantly.
Oh, yes.
Especially, brothers and sisters, on the things that God asks us to do. There is never an urgency on the things that God asks of us. We always put off today what we think or believe we can do tomorrow. there are always other things that we continually think we should be doing first.
Yes.
But brothers and sisters, when we don't use God's time in a productive fashion, we are actually taking God for granted. We believe that when we say, we genuinely believe this, that when we say, wait a minute, I'll get to it, that there will only be a brief delay.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're really saying is, I'll get around to it in my time.
Get around to it.
We don't like to wait.
Mm-mm.
We absolutely don't. So why do you make others wait? Or better yet, why do we make God wait?
Oh, yeah.
We've already determined that having to wait is frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that God gets frustrated with you? What we will see in our text this evening is that God doesn't expect that Moses will wait on something that he expects, and that any delay in acting on what he had been told can be costly.
Yeah.
So I'm going to frame our discussion. I'm going to take a page from your book, my husband.
Okay.
And we've got two parts this evening.
Great.
Okay, so part one is around God's instruction.
Okay.
And part two is around God's time.
Instruction and time.
And time. Amen.
Amen.
So part one, let's deal with God's instruction. Let's go to the text. God is giving specific instruction to Moses. In verses 21 through 23, God tells Moses what he is expecting to do,
mm-hmm.
or expected to do when he gets back to Egypt. Moses knew that this was not a moment to say to God, wait a minute, God, I'll get to it. There are things that Moses recognized that in God's instruction to him in those verses. That is, that there was exact instruction,
mm-hmm.
there were details to execute,
details.
And there is an expectation that there will be no excuses.
No excuses.
Again, in those instructions, they are exact,
mm-hmm.
details to execute, and no excuses.
No excuses.
Amen?
Amen.
Let's go with point number one. God is exact. In verse 21, God is exact in his direction to Moses. He tells him, when you go back to Egypt, see that you do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in your hand. God said, brothers and sisters, exactly what he wanted him to do. Now listen, wouldn't it be just like us to come home after we had heard exactly what God told us to do? If we were Moses, right? I'm talking about if we were Moses.
Mm-hmm.
And we would start telling everybody what God said. We'd be on the cell phone.
Oh,
we'd
yeah.
talk about what you need to do. Or we'd drive over to a friend's house
really?
And show them what you could do.
Yeah.
And then say, now don't tell anybody I told you.
Mm.
Okay? Because God told me that I need to go and take care of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But God didn't tell Moses to go and show the Hebrews what he could do,
mm-hmm.
and then head over to Pharaoh
mm-hmm.
and drop that bomb on him.
Exactly.
He didn't tell him to take his time. He told him directly and exactly. His direction was then, and God's direction is then, and always will be a now agenda.
Now
I'm going to say that again.
Right.
God's direction
yes.
was then. And always is, even now, a now agenda.
Great.
Yeah. We are the ones who take it and make it a wait a minute situation. So, brothers and sisters, remember, when God speaks to us, he is telling us exactly what he wants us to do. There's no waiting time there.
Mm-hmm.
Do what he asks you to do.
Do.
Amen.
Amen.
Point number two. Now, we know God is exact in what he tells us. God is going to give details to execute what he wants you to do. So God gives steps. He gives those steps to Moses. Let's look at verse 22 and the first part of 23. God says, then you shall say to Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, my firstborn. And then the first part of 23, he says, so I say to you, let my son go that he may serve me. Okay, now, God had already predetermined what Pharaoh's response would be to Moses' demand. He knew what Pharaoh's reaction was going to be.
True.
So because of that, he was preparing Moses. He was giving him details to execute, giving him this information in advance,
mm-hmm.
so that all he needed to do was to heed these words and execute the demand,
exactly.
with the details that he was given.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, when you are enacting what you have been instructed to do, you won't have to worry about all the details of, well, what is it that I'm supposed to say?
Yeah.
How are things supposed to get done?
Mm-hmm.
God will give you the necessary details of what to say and how things will be done.
Mm-hmm.
He will give you the necessary details to help you execute the task.
Yeah.
You can walk in confidence because you have all that you need to make it happen. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So now we know that God is exact.
Yes.
We know that God's details are specific. He's going to give you specific details to execute. So exact and execute,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But now point number three, God wants no excuses. No excuses.
Okay.
In the second half of verse 23, God tells Moses to tell Pharaoh, but if you refuse to let him go, if you refuse to let him go,
mm-hmm.
indeed, I will kill your son, your firstborn. He didn't say to Moses to let Pharaoh know that if he let maybe half of the Israelites go, that we'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
That'll still be a deal.
Right.
And can you just imagine, just think in your head, can you just imagine God saying, look, I know you still might need some Israelites to hang back and finish some of the work. So, okay, I'll leave a third behind for you, okay? You don't have to release all of them. You don't have to let all of them go.
Okay.
Now, that's like trying to bargain with your boss,
sure.
right?
Sure.
Okay, so you go to your superior, right, and you say, now, I know I'm supposed to work 5 days a week.
Yeah.
But how about I work just 3 days a week?
There you go.
I can do that regularly.
Why not?
You know, 5 days is a little tough, but I can work 3 days
Good.
Regularly.
That's right.
Or how about this? God, I know that you've asked me to tithe just that 10%
mm-hmm.
and to keep the 90%. But
right.
how about can I keep the whole 100%? And you know, I know you want to admit that 10%, but can I just hold that 10, that 100, that whole 100?
Yeah.
Or maybe can I give you 5% and I keep the 95?
Oh boy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Saints of God, there is no bargaining with God.
No, none.
Again, there is no bargaining with God.
Mm-hmm.
God will not accept any excuses. We can't say to him that, well, I thought I was going to do that, but this happened.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
God specifically asks what he wants from us by being exact.
Mm-hmm.
There's detail in the execution,
yeah.
and he will accept no excuses
None.
Of it not being done.
Done.
As the word says, choose you this day whom you will serve.
Mm-hmm.
And then do what, this is me, this ain't the word, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do what God tells you to do.
Do it.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
amen.
Amen.
Part two. Let's go into part two.
Okay.
So we talked about God's instruction to us. Now we're going to go into God's timing, right? Because
mm-hmm.
time is of the essence, right?
Yeah.
And we always hear that. Time
mm-hmm.
is of the essence.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a timing here that's also involved with waiting with Moses. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. So as I read this passage, these verses, I said to myself, well, why did the Lord try to kill Moses?
Yes.
There had to have been some lesson that he was trying to teach Moses
mm-hmm.
and his wife, Zipporah.
Right.
And as I kept meditating on this word, I realized that this answer was in the text itself. God's intention to kill Moses was actually removed when Zipporah circumcised Gershom, their son.
Okay.
It all had to do with the circumcision of their son.
Mm-hmm.
So let me go back a little bit in Moses' story, just to kind of fill this out a little bit, right?
Okay. Okay.
So with Pharaoh out to get him, mm-hmm. Moses runs for his life, right?
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
Okay. And while he's in exile, he meets and he marries Zipporah, the daughter of the priest of Midian,
mm-hmm.
and they have two sons, Gershom and Eliezer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Gershom was not circumcised, and that was a command by God for that to be done. It was a command. It was commanded by God of the Israelites, of all the Israelites to do, and it was told to them through Abraham. Now, I'm not sure whether Zipporah's refusal to have her son circumcised was due to the fact that she was born outside that line of the covenant.
Mm-hmm.
So she really did not understand the truth of God's covenant. But Moses knew, and so he should have insisted. And so in the end, when you are asked to do something that
mm-hmm.
God commands you do,
mm-hmm.
you can't say, I don't know, I didn't know about that, God.
Can't do that.
You can't plead ignorance.
No.
Okay? So Moses, knowing what he should have done, he put it off. He waited to circumcise his son. He delayed it. And when he delayed that, when he waited to do that, what
mm-hmm.
God had commanded,
mm-hmm.
he actually broke God's covenant.
Yes.
And therefore, he was worthy of death.
Yes.
So you ask the question. The question really begs to be asked, how could someone who had broken God's covenant now be the leader to deliver Jehovah's covenant people from the bondage of Egypt? And in that same regard, saints of God, how can any one of us be trusted with God's work to bring the word,
mm-hmm.
to be called his people,
mm-hmm.
if we, any of us, have broken God's covenant?
Yeah.
So before Moses could be a proper instrument for God to use to lead his people out to Canaan, he was obligated to perform his own personal covenantal commitment
mm-hmm.
to God. So the circumcision of his son, him waiting to do that, it wasn't done. It just wasn't done in a timely manner, and it wasn't proper. In the Jewish tradition, it's supposed to be done on the eighth day after birth.
Yes.
That was what God commanded, and Moses delayed it, ignored it, just waited for another time.
Mm-hmm.
He did not heed the importance of this action.
Yes.
He then conveyed the message to God, give me a minute, I'll get
mm-hmm.
to it.
There you go.
Mm. And that, in that attitude,
mm.
God took a seat back and watched him and waited and
yeah.
observed
mm-hmm.
to see when and what. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Are you going to circumcise your son
mm-hmm.
as you are commanded to do?
Yeah.
And he waited,
mm.
and Moses did not do that.
Mm-hmm.
One gets the impression from Zipporah that in casting the foreskin at Moses' feet, that she was saying to him in that text in an angrily manner, that a bloody husband thou art to me. So in anger, you could get the impression she had opposed it.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives a possibility that when Moses brought up the subject of Gershom's circumcision, Zipporah may have objected totally.
Yes.
It was, perhaps in her eyes, an unnecessary and mutilating act on her baby,
mm-hmm.
as some mothers, you know, whose
sure.
heart is, you know, heartstrings,
uh-huh.
the mama heartstrings,
yeah.
right? But however, they got to this place, Moses had not insisted.
Yeah.
And so again, Moses had broken covenant with God. Now, just as God is about to kill Moses, Zipporah takes action.
Mm-hmm.
She does what her husband did not do.
Yeah.
Verse 25 says, then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son
mm-hmm.
and cast it at Moses' feet.
Yeah.
And brothers and sisters, what I believe God was telling us here that is that there will be times when others don't do, if others don't do something,
mm-hmm.
we must act when others around us fail to do so.
Yeah.
We need to be the one to stand up, set it upright, and put it in order.
Mm-hmm.
As people are waiting around us, waiting for whatever they are waiting for, we need to be the ones to take the action.
Yeah.
And so as a result of Zipporah's action, she saves her husband's life.
Yeah.
We all can be like Zipporah, right? We can do something that in taking an action, we too can end up changing someone's life. The challenge for us,
mm-hmm.
brothers and sisters, is to know when we are supposed to act and when we are supposed to wait.
True.
Now, waiting in this instance is different. In this season of waiting, which is what I'm talking about here, it's actually relegating us to a season of personal growth
mm-hmm.
so that we should be, in these times, embracing the waiting time in our life.
Yes.
No matter where we go, who we are with, or what stage of life we find ourselves in,
mm-hmm.
there will be seasons of waiting ahead of us.
Okay.
My goodness, we're in a season of waiting
right now.
And in these times, we would prefer that there would be an obvious message from God that we need to wait. Lord, do you want me to wait?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what's going on? Is that what's happening to me? But we all know that most times it's not. And in those times when we don't know whether to wait or go boldly into our dreams, we rest in a place of, in a nebulous space. So because there's no clarity in that moment, we begin to think that God is actually saying to us, wait a minute, I'll get to you.
Yeah.
Waiting on God and trusting in his promises is the last thing that the devil would like to see us do.
Sure.
He will do everything in his power to prevent God's purpose
mm-hmm.
from being fulfilled in your life.
Yeah,
and that is something that is growing in your waiting time.
Yeah.
So if God wanted you to make a particular decision, we would hear that he would tell you this so gently and so lovingly that we would know that God is speaking to us.
Mm-hmm.
But we would have to know the difference. Does he want us to wait, or does he want us to move forward and then go and listen to exactly what he wants us to do and execute it and have no excuses.
Right.
We just, brothers and sisters, have to know the difference. So, as we get ready to come to a close, okay, I'm going to shape this a little bit because
okay.
now I'm going to talk about how do we know if God is telling us to wait.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to give you five things.
Right.
To consider, five,
okay,
that there is a waiting season
yes.
that is ahead of you.
Okay.
So number one,
mm-hmm.
you are uncertain.
Yes.
Again,
mm-hmm.
right? You are uncertain.
Yes.
If you lack peace about a decision,
okay,
this is a big red flag. It's
mm-hmm.
waving right in front of your
yes.
face.
True, true.
If you find yourself pushing away thoughts about what if, or uneasily pushing forward while you're still unsure, or you're avoiding prayer on a topic because you just don't want to hear no for an answer,
yes.
there's a good chance that the answer is no.
Yes.
Or it may be no for now. Habakkuk 2 and 3 states, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it," meaning the vision, "tarries, wait for it,"
wait.
"because it will surely come."
Yes.
"It will not tarry."
Wait.
Brothers and sisters, saints of God, God speaks to our spirit through his spirit. But when we ignore his voice, we end up feeling uneasy,
Jesus.
Uncertain.
Yeah.
If you don't have a clear yes or no, you are in that space of uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time, this is the waiting time to be obedient, even when it may be difficult,
yeah.
even if it may be uncomfortable. But know that in that season, there will be peace.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I think it's better to live in peace than to move forward without it.
Yeah.
So just wait.
Wait.
Point number two. Okay, so we already know we're uncertain.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you are unsettled. Another sign that God may be telling you to wait is when you are experiencing this sense of urgency. You feel like the decision has to be made, like right now,
right now.
Like yesterday,
mm-hmm.
okay? And you might be in that place that you're ending up pushing God along because you want to just try and push him to give you an answer.
Mm-hmm.
We have to remember that God's timing is not ours. It's never ours. And while it's hard to wait for his answer, we have to trust that he truly does know what's best.
Yeah.
We too easily sacrifice what's so important on the altar of urgency. It's the right here and the right now.
Wow.
I talked about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm say that again. It's that right here and that right now spirit. And quite often, what we think is urgent isn't really important at all. Philippians 4:6 tells us, be anxious for nothing.
Nothing.
It's my favorite scripture.
Yes, I know.
Be anxious for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What is best for us may not be the easiest thing for us because it will always require us to pull from the source of our life, which is our Heavenly Father and God, and leaning on Jesus. And we have to just remember in those times that whatever God will do, it will always benefit you.
Yes.
Again, whatever God will do, mm-hmm. is going to do, is that is coming,
mm-hmm.
it will always benefit you.
Thank you, God. Yes.
Whatever God will do, it will always benefit you.
Yes,
I like that.
I need
a T-shirt.
Say that one more.
Okay, whatever
mm-hmm.
God will do,
mm-hmm.
it will always benefit you.
You. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Right? And what will benefit us will always, this is the back of the T-shirt. I'm
mm-hmm.
going, this man, this
mm-hmm.
is the back.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever will benefit us
mm-hmm.
always brings glory to God.
Yeah.
Always brings glory to God. So, brothers and sisters, just wait.
Yes.
Okay, point number three.
All right.
Okay? So we know about being uncertain. We know
mm-hmm.
if you're unsettled.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about you are unpredictable?
Unpredictable.
Being unpredictable can be a positive characteristic sometimes to have, but it can also work against you. Perhaps you want to make this decision quickly because you see everyone else around you is moving forward, and you begin to feel as if you're going to be left behind.
Mm-hmm.
I know that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I know that feeling. So if you've been there and you feel that pressure, you are definitely not alone.
Yes.
There are so many people that take a look around them and begin to see that things are happening, and they think that they're happening without them.
Mm-hmm.
They even now have a phrase for it. They call it the FOMO,
yes.
that fear of missing out.
Yes.
I think that fits in that too.
It does.
You know? But 2 Corinthians 4:18 tells us,
mm-hmm.
we do not look at the things which are seen. Don't look at these. Don't look at those things that are seen.
No.
But at the things which are not seen.
Yes.
Listen, in any decision that's based on the people around you or even pleasing people around you.
Mm-hmm.
So the people around you or pleasing the people around you
right.
is not spirit-led.
Yes.
We have to seek God's face in that moment
mm-hmm.
and ask him what you should do. Don't make any choices based on what is going on in the lives of other people, especially now.
Yeah.
Their calling, their focus,
mm-hmm.
their move, it's not you, it's not for you.
Yeah.
Their calling is not for you. The answer might be wait.
Yes.
While that answer, again, is hard,
mm.
remember that waiting is still an active step.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it feels as though you're not doing anything,
yeah.
you are doing something. You are waiting on the will of God.
You are.
So, brothers and sisters,
thank you, God.
Just
thank you.
Wait.
Yeah.
Number four. Okay, we talked about you are uncertain,
mm-hmm.
you are unsettled,
mm-hmm.
you're unpredictable. Mm-hmm. You are, number four, you are unnerved. Mm-hmm. Another sign that God is asking you to wait relates to the doors of opportunity around you. Do you look around and do you see doors closing left and right? You look around and you see others around you that are advancing, that there are doors of opportunity that are opening for other people, and you feel as though you are being overlooked. Or what about those individuals who have not been the kind of worker that deserves to get that opportunity?
There you go.
Is that why you may be feeling that sense of urgency,
mm-hmm.
that you want what you believe is for you? But God's word, brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 42:4 says,
yes.
He will not fail nor be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth. God opens doors. We know that.
Yes.
We know he opens them.
Sure.
But saints of God, sometimes he will close them too.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes he opens doors that he doesn't intend for us to walk through.
Mm, powerful.
In these situations, we must seek his face. God, is this door opening for me?
Me.
Or God, is this door opening for someone else?
Yeah.
In these situations, seek his face wholeheartedly and trust his wisdom through the test,
mm-hmm.
because waiting is truly, truly a test. Brothers and sisters, just wait.
Yeah.
And then my last point this evening is that you are underdeveloped, okay? So you've been uncertain, you're unsettled, you're unpredictable, you're unnerved, and you're underdeveloped.
Mm-hmm.
So God often asks us to wait so we can mature spiritually.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe we're not spiritually mature.
Yeah.
We need time. We need the time to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
So we must wait. And if you sense God is growing you in that waiting season, then don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Because if there is a space and place for you to grow you up, that is specifically his word to you,
mm-hmm.
and he is calling you to wait.
Yes.
God will tell you in that time what needs to change.
Mm-hmm.
He will also tell you what you need to fix. But guess what, though? Whatever you need to change, and whatever you need to fix,
mm-hmm.
you can depend on him to do that.
You can.
To make those changes in you and to fix whatever it is that needs to be fixed in
so
you.
So true, so true.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think to yourself and you go, oh, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do this job.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get this training. It costs so much money. Oh, Lord, just... I need more grace.
Mm-hmm.
I need more grace
yeah.
with the people around me
yeah.
or in my family.
Mm-hmm.
But rather than view that time, this waiting time, as a problem, as an issue, as a negative space, it's not an impediment to your growth. You need to see it as a catalyst to your maturity. It's something, this wait time can propel you forward. It can empower you. It can make you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
It will grow you up
it will.
In who you are
yes.
in the Lord. Philippians 3:15 tells us, therefore, let us, as many are mature, have this mind. And if anything you think otherwise, and if in anything you think anywise,
mm-hmm.
God will reveal even this to you. Waiting matures us in many ways. It teaches us the number one thing that we all need to practice. It teaches us patience. It teaches us kindness.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches us how to have more faith in God.
Yeah.
And it teaches us joy.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the end, we will give the glory and all the honor to God.
True.
As we live out a spirit-filled waiting season, we are equipped for the calling that God is preparing for us after the wait is over. So, what do we have to do? Just wait.
Just wait.
So, in closing, saints of God, we know that we are going to be faced with seasons when we must wait on God. And if you find that God is making you wait before your prayers are answered, wait gracefully. His instructions, as we talked about in the first part, his instructions to you are going to be exact. You're going to have details of execution, and there won't be any room for you to come up with any excuses. And then, brothers and sisters, as we spoke about in the second part, cling to this season of waiting. Because in that season of waiting, although you can expect to be uncertain at times and unsettled at times and be unpredictable or unnerved and even feel undeveloped,
mm-hmm.
but in that time and in that space, accept the pruning of God.
Accept
the shaping of God.
Yes.
And accept the molding of God.
Mm-hmm.
Become teachable and humble and allow yourself to be formed the way that God wants you to be, so he can use you for his glory. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Beautiful.
Amen.
We thank God for this powerful message tonight brought forth by our own Elder Michelle. We thank you for that word.
Thank you, praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. That word was so rich. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I'll get to it. And
wait.
What a timely message, because we all need to learn to wait better.
We do.
And there are benefits to waiting.
Yes.
The benefit of patience, kindness, faith, and joy.
Yes.
And how do you know while you're waiting if God is really asking you to make a decision or to go forward or not?
Yes.
Simply, if you feel uncertain, unsettled, unpredictable, unnerved, or underdeveloped, no, just wait. Because how do you know God is speaking to you and you should move forward? He is very exact. He gives you specific details. And once he tells you to move, there should be no excuses. He will make a way that you won't see any obstacles. We just have to be obedient to God.
Yes.
Thank you so much. So we would like to open it up to those of you in Radio Land. If you would like to share your thoughts about this message, this powerful message, if you have questions for Elder Michelle and you'd like her to clarify or expand, and if you need prayers, please dial 1 on your phone now, and we will bring you live on the line. And we would love to converse with you.
And if I can just jump in too, I don't want us to forget about Moses, right, and in his waiting, because he specifically waited to circumcise his son.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, he didn't follow what was commanded of him
yes.
by God,
mm-hmm.
God was going to kill him, right? So we don't want to be in the position that we don't do what God commands us to do, or we wait on God to do what he commands us to do, because he will.
Yes.
He will take care of it.
He's God.
He will take care of it. You know, so we want to be mindful in our time and in that energy about making sure that there's the waiting of making sure that we don't wait on God.
Yes.
And then there's the waiting that God gives us in order to make us better in him.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
So
Amen.
There are the two parts of waiting that we're really talking about evening. You know? And it was such a wonderful thing. It was such a wonderful thing to be able to speak to this information this evening.
Very powerful.
There are so many people on the line this evening. Again, if any of
you
have any comments or there's something that you would like to share this evening, again, we'd love to be able to hear from you. You know, our time is running down so quickly. I cannot believe it. We just so appreciate this time. We appreciate that the Butterfield give us this opportunity to speak and share the word with you all.
Yes.
We are so grateful for each and every one of you that spent time with us this evening. You know, we are hopeful that this message brought you a blessing this evening. We are so grateful for this time.
Yes, a greater understanding in the Lord.
And a greater understanding in the Lord. Exactly,
exactly.
Indeed. We thank you so much. I think what I'd like to be able to do is to offer prayer at this time.
Please,
perhaps.
Can you close us out in prayer?
I'd like to... you know, again, just say that this is just a wonderful opportunity to be able to, again, share the word of God with all of you out there. We are so grateful for this time. And so what we'd like to be able to say is this evening, we thank you all for tuning in. And, gracious God, we give you glory this evening. We thank you for who you are and that you are so exact. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us details and being an to execute what you would have us do. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you don't allow us to give you excuses. We thank you again, Heavenly Father, also for a person that will allow us to wait, to grow us up so that we can be all that you would have us to be, Heavenly Father. We just thank you, and we give you glory, God.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So, again, we thank you all for tuning in tonight, and we'd like to be able to remind you to call in next Saturday when Pastor Fair will be bringing the word.
Exactly.
It'll be third Saturday, and he will be bringing a strong word.
He always does. So please remember to dial
917-388-4161 to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. Have a great night. Amen.
Amen.